August is active bystander month. And the following blog was written by HCDVCC from Houston. And I thought it was worth recording in my voice so that people who may not have access to it in written form would have access to it in the spoken form. This month is Bystander Awareness Month. It is a time when we focus on fostering a culture of active bystanders and encouraging individuals to play an essential role in creating safer and more inclusive communities. Let's explore the concept of an active bystander, delve into the significance of being proactive in various situations, and provide practical steps on what to do when faced with witnessing concerning incidents. Understanding active bystanders. An active bystander is someone who chooses not to be a passive observer, but takes proactive stance in addressing and preventing harmful situations. Instead of turning a blind eye or assuming someone else will intervene, active bystanders embrace the responsibility of making a positive impact when they see something wrong unfolding before them. The importance of being an active bystander. Promoting safety. Being an active bystander is crucial for creating a safe environment. By actively intervening or reporting concerning situations, you contribute to the prevention of potential harm to individuals or the community at large. Fostering empathy and compassion. Active bystanders demonstrate empathy and compassion by offering to support those who may be in distress or facing adversity. Your intervention can provide comfort, reassurance, and demonstrate that individuals are not alone in difficult situations. Challenging norms and behaviors. Active bystanders have the power to challenge harmful norms such as bullying, discrimination, or harassment by speaking up and standing against such behavior. By doing so, you will help establish a new standard of respect, equality, and inclusivity. What to do when you see something? Assess the situation. Observe the situation carefully to determine if intervention is necessary or if someone's safety is at risk. Trust your instincts, but be mindful of your personal safety as well. Call for help. If immediate danger is present or a crime is being committed, contact emergency services such as the police, the fire department, or medical services. Provide them with accurate details about the incident and the location. Create a distraction. In non-threatening situations, creating a distraction can divert attention and diffuse tension. This strategy can be effective in preventing a potentially harmful situation from escalating. Direct intervention. If it is safe to do so, directly intervene by addressing the situation calmly and assertively. Speak up against inappropriate behavior. Offer assistance to someone in distress. Or help diffuse a conflict by promoting dialogue and understanding. Seek support. If you are unsure about intervening alone, try to involve others nearby. Approach individuals who may be witnessing the same incident and encourage them to join forces with you in addressing the situation. Remember, collective action can be powerful. Document and report. If you cannot intervene directly or the situation has already resolved, document what you witnessed. Take note of details such as descriptions of individuals, time and location. Report the incident to relevant authorities or organizations that can take appropriate action. Becoming an active bystander requires courage, empathy, and a commitment to making a positive impact in our communities. By choosing to step forward and take action, we contribute to the creation of safer, more inclusive environments for everyone. This Bystander Awareness Month, let's all pledge to be active bystanders and work together to build a society where compassion, respect, and intervention are valued. Remember, your voice and actions matter. And I am going to tell you briefly about an intervention that I did in the New York subway a few years ago. A 3-year-old was in a stroller, and mom kept swatting his leg when he crossed it. And I said to mom, "He is so lovely, and I love his smile." And we started to talk about her sweet child. And I said, "I'm curious, why do you keep hitting him when he crosses his leg?" And she said, "I don't want him to turn gay. My boyfriend said if he crosses his leg, he will turn gay." And I said, "I know you love your son a lot. And I would like to tell you that I have seen many grown men who still cross their legs and who are very squarely heterosexual or gay, but it was their choice, and it is not the crossing of the leg that determines a person's choice in later life." And I said, "He's only 3. He will be doing something else tomorrow. So maybe you can just tell him he has lovely legs." And we talked a little bit more, and then it was my turn to get off the subway. Now here's what I don't know. I do not know if my words made any difference, but I do know that if I didn't say something, then for sure my words would not have made a difference. So active bystanding can be lovely, it can be soft, it can be gentle, or it can be a little more powerful. It's really up to you, and you can assess the situation. This is Indrani Garadia, and I read a blog piece from HCDVCC that I got last week in my email. Thank you.